Diplôme de compétence en langue. Code AG031312, session du vendredi 22 mars 2013. Enregistrement A.
Welcome back to our news report from around the world. Remember we talked about the opening of the biggest aquarium in a shopping mall a couple of months ago? Now here is some news from our correspondent in Dubai.
Hundreds of shoppers have been evacuated from the famous Dubai Mall after an enormous shark aquarium started leaking. Thousands of litres of water gushed out of the aquarium, sweeping shoppers off their feet. The tank is home to sharks, stingrays and around 33,000 fish. The mall's owners say the leak was quickly fixed and no fish or humans were harmed.
Grocery shopping is a dreaded task for most of us, but the supermarket Tesco is reinventing the concept of shopping in a very special place, subway stations. Listen to the presentation of the project in Seoul, South Korea.
Idea: let the store come to the people. We created virtual stores, hoping to blend into people's everyday lives. Our first try was subway stations. Although virtual, the displays were exactly the same as actual stores, from the display to the merchandise. Only one thing was different. You use smartphones to shop, John. Scan the QR code with your phone, and the product automatically lands in your online cart. When the online purchase is done, it will be delivered to your door right after you get home. People can relax more after work and on weekends. Result: people can shop at Tesco Home Plus wherever they go without having to visit the actual store. Moreover, we could change their waiting time to shopping time. After this campaign, online sales increased tremendously.
Tesco is now looking for a subway station in the UK where they can test this new concept. Glasgow and Newcastle are potential candidates.
Enregistrement B.
Manhattan is one of the most densely populated places in the world. Thousands of people living on top of and beside each other every day. Not surprisingly, open space is rare, especially here on the crowded Lower East Side. But what about underneath the city? In 1903, a depot opened for streetcars taking passengers between Williamsburg and the Lower East Side. The service ended in 1948 and the terminal was abandoned, but there are still traces of the old station, like the rail tracks, ceilings and cobblestones.
This is what Delancey Street subway station looks like today. It's old, it's dark and it's damp. It's almost impossible to imagine this whole space filled with light, trees and grass, but that's exactly what could happen.
Introducing the Delancey Underground Project. The idea is to create a 60,000 square foot public park with a walkway, benches and water features and draw in sunlight from above. Architect James Ramsey and Dan Barish are the brains behind this daring concept, the first of its kind. Ramsey has been experimenting with this light technology for a few years.
Over here, we have a system that actually collects sunlight and concentrates it down to a super concentrated bead. We then channel it through this fiber optic cable and redistribute it out of this device over here.
Still can't quite picture it? Then take a look at these pictures.
On the one hand, we have a space that was built in 1903, so it's got all the sort of historical qualities of a space that was built in the turn of the last century. And we're really kind of juxtaposing that against this almost science fiction insertion of technology and greenery.
But don't start planning your underground picnics just yet. The project needs approval from more than a dozen city and state planning authorities.
It's possible to dream bigger with some of the spaces we have, and New Yorkers need to maximize what we have. And I think that's what New Yorkers do best, is think creatively about what to do with a limited amount of space and make it really amazing.
The Metropolitan Transit Authority owns the underground space and will have the final say. But there's cautious optimism that one day people will be able to escape to this tranquil, man-made park beneath the city that never sleeps. Kath Turner, Al Jazeera, New York.